welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. Today, we are going to be talking about a new topic. We're going to be talking about taking it slow versus go, go, go. And what I mean by that very catchy and rhyming phrase is, you know, I've been on a couple types of overlanding trips. I feel like there are really only these two. You are either with a few people and you are constantly trying to hit trails, trail after trail after trail. You're, you know, burning the midnight oil. You're driving into the dark. You're driving 8, 10, 12 hours a day to try and see as much as you possibly can. Generally on like a shorter trip, right? Like if you drove a good distance to get to another state or something, for instance, and you've only got 3 or 4 or 5 days to hit it all up, you're in that sort of go, go, go mentality. Or the other type of trip I feel like is sort of the take it slow, right? Like where you maybe don't have the restrictions, you don't have things that you want to see, and you just want to enjoy yourself and maybe get to camp early and set up. So I'm going to kind of talk about the pros and cons of each of those types of trips and kind of my opinions about them. Again, this isn't meant to be a this is right or wrong, but just kind of give you guys my opinions on it. And I would love to hear from you guys in the comments what you think about this topic. But let's get into take it slow versus go, go, go. Okay, guys, so as I mentioned, today we're talking about taking it slow on an overlanding trip versus, you know, being go, go, go and sort of just rushing as much as possible to hit as many trails as you can. So let's start with taking it slow. I will preface this by saying this is probably my preference when at all possible. And I'm going to also give you like a tip here in a second that allows you to take it slow but still see a bunch of stuff. Like when I say take it slow, I'm not saying don't have any fun, don't see a lot of things, like just hit up like 4 miles of trails in a whole weekend and then be like, well, that sucked. I didn't see anything, but I got to camp a lot, you know, like, and then you go home. I'm not saying when I say take it slow to never get out and hit trails. What I'm saying with that though is what I generally try to do when I go on a trip is I try and pick a couple of points of interest that I want to see. And I try not to put them on a schedule per se. I try and have an idea. I like to have a rough idea, but I will really do the math on like the miles that it's going to take and how long it's going to take to cover those miles. And I'm going to give myself plenty of time so that I don't feel rushed and I don't feel like I have to just hustle, hustle, hustle to get to that thing. Again, I've been on several trips that are the opposite of that, right? So the go, go, go sort of style is, you know, we kind of have a loose idea of where we want to be, but we don't plan it out as well. And it just takes... it always takes longer than you think, right? You always need to buffer that time a little bit, but then you're always just kind of constantly running, and then it's nighttime and you can't find a good campsite. And kind of, for me anyways, half the magic of these trips is finding an awesome, beautiful campsite and, you know, getting to enjoy it, sit there for a little while and relax, not get there at 10:30 at night in the dark and just throw a tent on the ground and go to sleep, right? Like, so for me, that's my preference. Now, if you're more into trails and stuff, I do enjoy hitting trails, don't get me wrong, but not to the degree that like I want to not get to enjoy my campsite at all, right? So, but if you are more into just like trails and you want to wheel more, like, and you go to more challenging places like an Ozarks or, you know, someplace like that that has some crazy water crossings or things like that where you can expect to get stuck for an hour or two at a time recovering rigs from an obstacle, then that's totally fine too, right? Again, not saying one is better than the other, but in my opinion, I kind of like the take it slow. So now what I mentioned earlier was there are ways to make the take it slow better. And what that really means is you got to plan. You got to spend a lot more time planning. All right, so the go, go, go style is like, generally there's less planning involved, right? It's just kind of you have a loose idea of where you're going to go. And again, everything always takes longer than you think. So like if you did the math on it and you said, I'm traveling 100 miles, I'm guessing that my average speed is going to be 30 miles per hour or whatever. So it's going to take me 300 minutes or 6 hours, right? That's probably half the time it's going to take or a third of the time that it's going to take, right? So you're going to hit an obstacle and people are going to get stuck. You're going to hit a closed road. You're going to hit a gate. You're going to hit something. Something is going to be wrong and it's going to slow you down. So again, rather than trying to stretch it, rather than trying to go as far as you possibly can in as short a time as possible, what I will usually do is I will try and be really like overly cautious with it. So I will plan and I will spend a lot of time planning before a trip just to make sure that I know exactly where I'm going, and even if it took twice as long, I'm still going to be at camp by dinner time, right? Not at 10, 11, 12, 2 in the morning, that kind of thing. Now, sometimes those things are really exciting, right? And they're really fun, and it's a great story to tell. So again, that'll still happen even if you plan out your trips really well. But if you just don't plan them at all, or you just kind of have like an idea of like a couple places you want to go, a lot of the times that will make you go, go, go. That will make you have to like constantly be hustling, hit an obstacle and have to turn around. And then like it can be a little frustrating sometimes unless you're really into that thing, right? So more recently, I'll give you an example. I'll put a card up here to it. My Land Between the Lakes trip. This trip turned out to be amazing. And what kind of made it amazing was that before the trip, weeks before the trip, maybe even a couple months before the trip, I started to do my research. I started to put pins down on Gaia and I started to really plan them out. And we knew exactly when we were going to get there because all the highway stuff is pretty standard, right? Like you're not going to hit an obstacle. You might hit some traffic, but within reason, you're going to be there pretty close to the estimated arrival time. But so then once we started there, then I basically threw out a few pins and I did kind of leave it a little bit loosey-goosey. So if we couldn't get to one, then there were backups, right? So there were multiple campsites or multiple locations that we wanted to check out throughout the trip. So we had a goal in mind. And then if we hit a roadblock, then we just immediately gave up on it and moved on to you know, the backup plan. But this trip turned out to be amazing. Like the trails were awesome. And again, it just took a lot of pre-planning. It took a lot of asking questions. It took some searching Facebook groups, seeing what other people said were great spots or great trails, that sort of thing. And then sort of piecing them together and drawing it out on Gaia to figure out. And then again, overestimating the time it's going to take, right? So I think we covered basically like when we went down Land Between the Lakes, you have to picture it's basically like a big peninsula that goes in between these. There's these two lakes, one on either side of it, and then the rest of Kentucky. So it's basically like this recreational area that is a peninsula inside of two lakes in the middle of Kentucky. Well, so we started on the northwest side and kind of went down maybe about halfway, three quarters of the way down the west side of the peninsula and then found a spot there. And the next morning we woke up, we traveled down around the tip of the peninsula, back up the other side, and our plan was to camp up there that night. But even with all that planning, the second night, or third night, I guess it was, we could not find a campsite. Like we drove to like six different campsites and we covered the whole rest of the right side of the peninsula. And we ended up going home that night. Like we just, there weren't any spots. It was also really, really humid. It was like 80, 85% humidity and like 90 degrees. So it was pretty miserable. But the day was amazing. The trips, the trails were amazing. Like the stories that we had that came out of that were awesome. The video is, you know, if you go watch that, it was rowdy. It was a lot of fun. And like the campsites that we did get were epic. But so like that's just an example of like even with all the planning in the world, you're still going to hit roadblocks. And it was a busy weekend where there were so many people camping that we just literally couldn't even find a spot the last night. So do your best to try and plan it out. That can save you some headache and heartache on the other side. Always overestimate, right? Like always assume that it's going to take longer than you think it will, because it will. It's just going to happen. But so when it comes to sort of my final thoughts on this, like I think you can probably already tell from what I'm saying, do I prefer the go, go, go or the take it slow? 100% take it slow. And again, that doesn't mean go 5 miles an hour and like, you know, fiddle fart around and never see anything. It just means plan it out, assume it's going to take longer and enjoy the trip. Don't worry about having to get to this one destination that's way too far away that would take you way longer than you could possibly make in a day with any sort of obstacles or roadblocks. So that is my preference. That's kind of what I've come to like. So again, I hope that that's helpful for you. I'd love to hear from you guys in the comments, though. Obviously, it's different for everybody, right? So let me know. What do you think? Do you like hitting trails, you know, wheeling as hard as you can and then rolling into camp after dark? And why? Why do you like that better than sort of the slower approach, right? Or if you like the slower approach and relaxing and that sort of thing, then why do you like that versus hitting trails? As always, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for watching on YouTube. I appreciate it. Down in the description below are links to Facebook, Instagram, Patreon page. We've got a Discord. We all chat on that. It's really cool. And then there's a newbie Overlanders group on Facebook, too, that's growing like crazy. So we'd love to have you there, too. But no judgment, no, you know, harsh people just giving you crap because you asked a question that may or may not have been asked before. But so come join that as well. Also in the description below are links to patches and stickers and things like that. I've got a ton of those things, so someone please buy them. I sell a few of them, but I'd love to sell more. So if you want to get down there in the comments and click through that, they're pretty awesome. They're really super high quality stickers and patches. So if you want some stickers and patches for your rig, definitely check those out as well. Thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you for listening. And we will see you guys next week. Take care.